आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं
सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं
शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
शंकराचार्य जी से सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम ब्रह्म। व्हाट इज दिस ब्रह्मन? ब्रह्मन इज सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम ब्रह्म। दिस हज कम इन तैत्तरीय उपनिषद। सत्यम ज्ञानम अनंतम विशुद्धम, इट इज प्योर। परम, परम इट इज बियॉन्ड माया। परम स्वतः सिद्धम, स्वतः सिद्धम सेल्फ एग्जिस्टिंग, स्वतः सिद्धम नित्य आनंद एक रसम। नित्य आनंद, दैट आनंद इज इटर्नल कंटिन्यूअस होमोजीनियस एक रस। देर इज नो अप एंड डाउन, देर इज नो डिग्री इन दैट। एक रसम प्रत्येक अभिन्नम, इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम यू। प्रत्येक मीन्स इनसाइड, अभिन्नम मीन्स नॉट डिफरेंट, भिन्न मीन्स डिफरेंट। प्रत्येक अभिन्न इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम यू। निरंतरम जयति एवर विक्टोरियस, इज एवर विक्टोरियस। Why it is ever victorious? Ever victorious, it is because of the, all the matter contents enveloping that self. It's perishable. It is continuously there. There is no death of Atman, but there is a death of gross body, subtle body, causal body. In course of time, they go away. So in between Anatma and Atma, it is always victorious. Always Jayati. Sadidam param advaitam, this sat, this reality which is of the nature of knowledge is supreme most. Param advaitam is non-dual. When you realize samyak paramartha tattva bodha dasayam, in the state of realization of truth, you realize this thing. Swasmad anyasya vastuno abhada, swasmad anya is not different from you. When? Anya vastu abhavat. When you have transcended your body, mind, intellect, everything, there is no experiencing experience. There is no triputi. So when you reach that state, and that state, there is no experience and experience. Sasmat abhinnam. Nahi annat asti kanchit. There is nothing else. Nothing else. There is only one thing. Then verse number 227, it says, Yat idam sakalam viswam nana rupam pratitam ajnanat. Yat idam, yat, whatever is this world is seen. Sakalam viswam. Nana rupam, of different name and forms. Pratitam, it is appearance only. Yadi, if you think that there is the world is there with the name and form, how is that? Because of your ajnan, because of your ignorance. In ignorance we see nana rupam, plurality. Tas sarvam brahmeva pratyastha. That whole world is Brahma eva. Eva tells there is nothing else than Brahman. Brahma eva. Pratyastha, free from what? Asesa bhavana dosam. Free from the imagination of mind. Free from imagination of mind, that alone is there. Then he gives a beautiful example. Mritkarya bhuto api mrido na bhinna kumbha. What is kumbha? It is mritkarya. It is the effect of mud or clay. How pot is made? It's made of mud only. Mritkarya is the effect. Karya means effect. Karan means cause. Mritkarya. A kumbha pot is effect of mrido na bhinna, but it's not different from clay. And asti sarvatra to mrit sarupat, and asti, everywhere you touch the pot, you make a sound. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, you know, in earlier times the people used to buy that pot, earthen pot, they will tuck. Whether it is crack or not, the sound should be will be different. So if you make a sound, it is the sound of clay. If you touch it, you are touching clay. If you are seeing, it is clay only. We are seeing only Nama Rupa only. But it is actually clay. Taste it, smell it. You will find it's only clay. Nothing else than clay. Similarly, the whole world you touch, taste, whatever you're touching, everything is Brahman only, nothing else. Na kumbha rupam pradagasti kumbha. Then the kumbha rupa means form of pot. Form of pot is not different from clay. What we have to understand that nobody can show the form of pot separately. Without clay or mud, can you show? Form of pot, no. So Naam Roop is Mithya, that we have to understand. Naam Roop is Mithya. Without clay, there cannot be a pot. And nobody can sow pot without clay. Naam Roop, nobody can sow. Similarly, the whole world is what? It's Brahman. Asti Bhati Priya, Naam Roop. What is false? Naam Rupa is false. Asti Bhati Priya is truth. Na kumbram pratagasti kumbha kuto mrisha kalpita naam matra. So why call it a pot? It is merely a false and fancied name. Gurudev writes. Why call it a pot? It's a Brahman only. Kenapi mrid vinya taya swarupam ghatastha sandarse yutum na sakyate. Nobody can sow. That what is that clay is not other than, what is that pot, it is not other than clay. The cause of that pot is clay. Can anybody sow another cause of that pot? No, nobody can sow. And Mahatma says, Ishwar can also not sow. He also has to say that this pot is made of clay or mud. Atah ghata kalpita eva mohat. So ghata, the form is a kalpana, an imagination. Why? Mohat, because of delusion. What is more? Not understanding a thing as it is. It is only clay. But we are saying it is a pot. For transaction purpose, it is a pot. You cannot keep water in clay, but in pot you can keep water. So mrideva satyam paramartha bhutam. So therefore the clay is the sat part. Vacharambanam vikaro namdeyam mrityakeva satyam. In Chandogya we said all the name and forms are only false. What is satya in all name and form made of clay? It is the clay only. Sat brahma karyam sakalam sadevam tan matram etan tato nadnadasti. Sat brahma karya, entire universe is the effect of that real Brahman. Sat brahma karyam sakalam, the whole thing is the effect of that real Brahman. Tan matra is tat matra. Tat matra, he alone is there, tat matra. It is brahma matra. The whole world is only brahma matra, is only Brahman only. Tata anyadasti, na tata anyadasti, there is nothing else than that. But out of Mo, we are seeing only name and form. Only name and form. But it says nothing other than asti bhati priya. Nothing else than asti bhati priya. Asti iti yo bhakti tasya moho vinargita. If somebody says, no, jagat is there. Somebody says, no, I am seeing jagat. Jagat is there. He says, moha vinargita. Na tasya moha vinargita. Tasya moha, his moha, his delusion, his ignorance has not gone. So if you are seeing world, if you are not seeing Brahman, that means we all are deluded. Stuck in the name and form. Vinargita. And you are talking like nidrit vat prajalpaha. Somebody is talking in deep sleep. Many people have got the habit. Na? I have not seen. Some people say people walk in sleep also. In deep sleep, walking. It's like that. In nidra, you are telling something which has got no meaning. Acha, do you have any support, Shankaracharya? How should I believe you? Can you give in support some evidence? Let us see what Gurudev writes. The effect that has arisen from the cause, the existence Sat, can only be the same Sat. Because the effect is nothing but cause in different form. The effect is nothing but the cause itself in another form. One pot may be called the Ganges pot and another may be called a water pot. The difference is in their usage. But in essence, they are both nothing but mud. Similarly, in this world, one can be a saint, another a sinner. People may have varying degree of goodness or badness, but they are in real nature divine because they are all effect of one Brahman. So whether a sentient being or an inert, everything is always remember digdrishyavye. Asti bhati priya nam rup. With everything, whether it is inert or sentient, these five factors are always there. If anyone insists that there is something other than Brahman, he is not to be blamed since he is only crying in delusion. His vasana have not yet left him completely. See, the source is telling what is, why you are seeing, why there is a projection in your mind. It is the cause is vasana. Because of vasana, everything is projected. Any perception of plurality is on account of the vasana. As long as the vasana exists, so long the mind functions and the mind can only perceive duality, dvaita bhavam. He who says that there is some factor or factors other than Brahman is only prattling meaninglessly. A man in dream seeing a dream tiger cries out in a sleep. On waking up, he himself understands this his shouting was but senseless dribbling. That was dream number two. Now come to the dream number one. Similarly, we asleep to the supreme state. We are all sleeping toward that absolute state, that Brahman state, that reality. We are all sleeping toward that. Know only body and its ego and all our experience are meaningless. What we know in dream number one is the body and ego. Only body and ego, which and their experiences, which Gurudev write, meaningless, prattling, says the man of realization, Jnani, Acharya Shankara. So whenever you go to Jnani and you talk about your sorrow, inside he is thinking it's prattling. And he will listen quietly, everything he will listen. And I say, kya? Naam Roop ki baat karta hai. He doesn't know who is he really. Now he gives his support, I mean in support of his argument that there is only Brahman, Brahman alone, he gives a reference from Mundaka Upanishad, from Upanishad.
Brahmai Vedam Vishwamitteva Vani.
Brahmai Vedam Vishwamitteva Vani.
Shrauti Brute Tharvanishtha Varishtha. Shrauti Brute Tharvanishtha Varishtha. Tasmadetad Brahma Matram Hi Vishwam. Tasmadetad Brahma Matram Hi Vishwam. Nadishthanad Bhinnataropitasya. Nadishthanad Bhinnataropitasya. Brahmai Vedam Vishwamitteva Vani. Shrauti Brute Tharvanishtha Varishtha. Tasmadetad Brahma Matram Hi Vishwam. Nadishthanad Vinnataropitasya.
Brahma eva idam viswam iti eva vani shrauti. Brahma eva, Brahma alone. Idam viswam, this universe. This universe is Brahma alone. Thus iti eva vani shrauti. This is the declaration of Shruti. Shruti means Veda, Upanishad. Okay, where it is said, Brute Atharva Nishtha Varishtha, it is said in Atharva Veda. In Atharva Veda, the line comes, Brahma Evidam Viswam Varishtham. This is the line there in Brahma Ev. Brahma Ev alone denies any other thing. Brahma alone is there. It is said in Mundaka Upanishad, and Mundaka Upanishad in Atharva Veda. What other Upanishad we have studied? Kena and Isa. The Isa Upanishad is from Yajurveda. Kena Upanishad is from Samveda. So we have studied these two Upanishads, but Mundaka Upanishad we have not studied. But it is said in Mundaka Upanishad. Aja, what is the central point of all Upanishads? Jiva Brahma Aikya, everywhere. Jiva Brahma Aikya. That is the purpose of all Upanishads. In different ways, with different examples, they will take to the same place. Tasmat etat Brahma matram hi viswam. Tasmat therefore. Therefore, etat, this Brahma matram, Brahma alone, hi viswam, indeed universe. So this universe is indeed Brahman alone, nothing else. What is the hetu? What is the example given earlier? In all pots, what is the truth? It's the clay. Similarly, now it is saying that anything which is superimposed on the substratum is nothing but substratum only. That we have to understand clearly. Naam roop of the pot is superimposed on clay. So superimposition is nothing but clay. Similarly, whole world is superimposed. We will analyze whether it is superimposed or not. World is superimposed or not, we have to understand that also. So he says anything which is superimposed is nothing other than the substratum. That we have to understand. So now the Siddhant of the Vedant is said, na adhisthanat bhinnata arupitasya, na not adhisthanat of its substratum, bhinnata difference, arupitasya of the superimposing. So for a superimposition has no independent existence other than substratum. Superimposition has got no independent, very important word, independent existence without substratum. Asti bhati priya nam roop, nam roop cannot happen unless asti bhati priya is there. That we have to understand. Without asti bhati priya, without rope you cannot see snake, without post you cannot see a ghost. Adhisthan is required. And he said, the whatever you are superimposition is nothing but substratum. So pratigya na anyadasti kinchin proved. Pratigya was na anyat kinchitasti. And Shankaracharya has proved this whole world is nothing but Brahman. Superimposition is Namrup, and superimposition is nothing but Adhisthan, the substratum. Gurudev writes, Brahman alone is the universe. This is the declaration we find in Mundaka Upanishad, which belong to the Atharva Veda. The entire world of name forms are perceived is nothing but Brahman. Nothing but Brahman. Not only do we find by analogy that the effect is nothing but the cause in another form, but also the conclusion is supported by the scripture Shruti, the Upanishad, to declare the same truth. Therefore, the Brahman alone is this world of plurality that is around us. By logic, by giving support of Shruti, and our own Anubhuti will prove that. Our own Anubhuti. When you sit in meditation, when you negate the whole world, you will find that tattva is the reality. Nothing else is there. The ultimate reality of superimposition is its own substratum. The ghost cannot be anything other than the post, nor can the serpent be different from the rope. While the delusion lasts, we are subject to the vision of the superimposition and we suffer all consequences thereof. Really, it is Sachidanand. We should experience only Anand, Anand only. But so long this ignorance lasts, what is this ignorance? Ignorance is the Naam Roop is real. So we are all stuck in Naam Roop. And Naam Roop is giving all suffering. We have proved it many times. Anatma gives us joy. Anatma gives us sorrow. And we are seeing only Anatma. Naam Roop is Anatma. It is a superimposition. And what is the substratum? Satchidananda. When realization both dawns, we come to know that the substratum alone is real. Not only do we come to know the reality of the post, but we also realize that the post had never undergone any change to become ghost. When realization happens, when you come to know the substratum, when you come to know rope, you will find that rope never became snake. Think. In delusion we see snake and then we get frightened and we start thinking that now the snake has bitten me in the poison. We run to doctor. All delusion. There was no modification ever in the post to create the vision of the ghost. It was only a projection of mind, an illusion of mind called vivarta. Everything is superimposition. We have to understand this way. You see, when we set a milk, the whole milk becomes yogurt. Now when it becomes yogurt, can you see milk? Not there. So if we say it parinami, it changes into that. But the Brahman never became this world. Brahman never became this world. It is our superimposition. It is imagination of our mind. When mind is awake, the world is there. In deep sleep, there is no mind. There is no world. There is no time. There is no space. You don't experience how much time, how much you slept. No time concept there. And in dream, that world is altogether different. Its clock is also different. In 1.5 minute, you see the dream of 100 years or 1,000 years. And the waking world is altogether different. Each one negates other. Waking world, when is there, then at that time, dream world is not there and deep sleep is not there. Total negation of the world is not there. In dream world, when we are dreamer, then waking world is not there. And in the deep sleep, both waking world and dream world is not there. Kya hai ye? Is the world there? It's only imagination of mind. It's not there really. What is really there? It's only Chetan. How we perceive all this world? Through mind only, through vritti. And all the vrittis are false only, continuously changing one after another. That is not real. So here it was only a projection of mind, the illusion, and the mind called vibhartha. We call it vibhartha. Brahman never changed. It is a superimposition on Brahman. But if you still say, No. This Jagat is Satya. Then he's going to tell something. Yes, see.
Satyam yadisya jagade tadatmanah. Satyam yadisya jagade tadatmanah. Anantatvaha nirnigama pramanata.
Agaham bhahani nirnigama.
Asatyavaditvamapi shitu syat. Asatyavaditvamapi shitu syat. Naitatrayam saduhitam mahatmanam. Naitatrayam saduhitam mahatmanam. Satyam yadisyat jagadetadatmanah. Anantatvaha nirnigama pramanata. Asatyavaditvam api shitu syat. Naitatrayam sadhu hitam mahatmanam.
So world is negated by Shruti. Mundak Upanishad said, Brahma ev. Brahma alone is there. There is nothing else. Shruti pramana. Now by reasoning he is telling, if you say that Jagat is Satya, then there will be 3 flaws. What are those flaws? First he says, Satyam yadi syat jagat etam atmana anantattva hani. Satyam yadi syat jagat. If you say Jagat is Satya. Our scripture says, Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. An ignorant person says, Brahma Mithya. Why Brahma is Mithya? Because I can't perceive. For them, the perception is truth. And you cannot perceive Brahman with your organs of perception and mind and intellect. That our Shruti says, you cannot perceive. So some darshan, there are many darshans. Some darshan say, Jagat is Satya. There are darshan like that also. They say, Jagat is Satya. So if you say Jagat is Satya, then first thing what will happen? Etat Atmana Anantattvahani. Anantattvahani, loss of infinitude. Atman is Ananta. Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Ananta. If you say Jagat is Satya, then there will be Hani, a loss of infinitude of Atman. Acha, how will that be happen? How kya hoga? Brahma is satya. It is ananta. Now you are saying jagat is satya. Satya means satyam jnanam anantam. That means jagat is also ananta. So how many ananta are there now? What will happen? It become finite. If there are two things, definitely they are finite. One thing you can say it is infinite. When you say jagat is also infinite, when Brahman is also infinite, then there are two infinite. That means they become finite. If they become finite, what will happen? Perishable. Anything which becomes finite become drishyam. Yad drishyam tad jadam tad vinashi tad mithya dasa. Hamara truth chala gaya, Brahman gaya hai bo gaya, Brahman mar gaya. If you say there are two Brahman, two infinite, to ho gaya. We have seen that Brahman, who is that Brahman? Kalatraya pitishthiti. So what is Sat? Sat is that which stays in three periods of time. Vastu paricheda sunya. It's not limited in object. If you make him limited, then it becomes finite. The first flaw will be, there will be no truth in the world. If jagat is satya, Brahman is satya, then there are two satya, and two satya means finite, so the truth is also gone, khatam ho gaya, truth bhi khatam ho gaya. Okay, flaw number two, nigam apramanata, loss of validity of shastra. Loss of validity of shastra. Shastra mundak upanishad says, Brahma ev, only Brahma is there, Brahma ev idam vishwam, whole world is only Brahman only. Then the shastra also become useless. They are not praman. They are not source of knowledge. In Taittiriya Upanishad we have seen satyam jnanam anantam is Brahma. If you say jagat is satya, then Shruti is wrong. If I accept your argument that jagat is satya, and you say Brahma to hai ni, Brahma is mithya, then Shruti, the Shruti says, the Veda says, the Upanishad says that Brahma is Satya. So in this way, this also, Shruti becomes false. Number three, flaw number three. Asatyavaditvam api ishatu syat. Asatyavaditvam, state of being a liar, api also ishatu of the Lord will be, then the Lord also will be a liar. Are how the Lord will be alive? So see, we have seen Veda has come from Brahmaji. Four Vedas from the four faces, from the nostrils of Veda has come. In Bhagavatam we have seen four Vedas. Where from knowledge came to Brahmaji? Narayan gave. What was the knowledge given? Chatusloki Bhagavat, only four slokas. So what is written there? Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. It was said that in the beginning of the creation, I alone was there. There was no Sat and Asat. There was no gross or subtle thing. I alone was there. Then with the help of Maya, the whole creation comes in. And after that, when you negate, when the dissolution happens, what remains is the. Now, batao, to Ishwar false ho gaya. He has said, Brahman is satya. That also becomes false. So there are three flaws. Number one, loss of infinity of Brahman. Number two, validity of Shastra is challenged, the loss of validity. And the third is Lord speaking untruth. So what? So what? Hua to hua hai. The ignorance to ha. The jnani was tare ko saram nahi aati hai. What you are saying, you know what you are telling? Jagat Satya means you are not accepting Veda, you are not accepting Shastra, and you are not accepting Lord's. How is that our Gita's Dhyan Sloka? Om Parthaya Pratipoditam Narayana Swayam. The knowledge that came from Narayana Swayam. So Narayana will be enlightened. Na etat trayam sadhu hitam mahatmanam. Na etat, not these trayam three sadhu proper desirable hitam wholesome mahatmanam to the pure mind. Who is Mahatma? It is said by virtue of their knowledge from the Shruti and whatever they have heard from the Guru, they have come to the conclusion that the Self alone or the Brahman alone is there. So these Mahatmanam, they will not accept it. They will not consider it proper. If you say Jagat is Satya, these people will not accept. अच्छा चलो आपकी बात मान लेते हैं कि जगत इस सत्य प्रूव इट कैन यू गिव एन एग्जांपल ऑफ सत सत मीन्स विच रिमेन्स इन थ्री पीरियड ऑफ टाइम वी आर ऑल अज्ञानीज दिस इज स्वभाव अज्ञानीज एंड वी हैव टू प्रूव जगत इज सत्य. Give me an example. Mithya ka example he has given, the pot. How the name and form had come in Jagat ka. Give me an example. Can you give? You can't give. Because Jagat is Asatya, and whatever example you want to give is only from OET will be Asatya only. You cannot give an example. But if ask me, Brahman is Satya. Can you give example? Yes. The whole world is false like Swapnavata. I can give an example of false thing, Swapnavata, like a dream. But if you have to prove that no, Jagat is Satya, you can't give example. Because Satya is only one thing. You can't give example. Okay, next.
ईश्वरो वस्तु तत्त्वज्ञः न चाहं तेष्वस्थितः न च मत्स्थानि भूतानीति एवमेव व्यचिक्रिपत ईश्वरो वस्तु तत्त्वज्ञः न चाहं तेष्वस्थितः न च मत्स्थानि भूतानीति एवमेव व्यचिक्रिपत.
नाउ यू सेज ईश्वरः वस्तु तत्त्वज्ञः. ईश्वर इज द सर्वज्ञ. वस्तु तत्त्वज्ञः, ही इज द नोअर ऑफ एवरीथिंग. सर्वज्ञ. How are we? We are Alpagya. Why is Sarvagya? Because it is Satyagun Pradhan. And what is our state? Rajo and Tamogun Pradhan. We also have got Satyagun, but that is called Malin Sattva. That is not sufficient to know the truth. So to increase the Sattva, what we have to do? We have to reduce our Rajas and Tamas. When you subdue Rajas and Tamas, Sattva will automatically go up. So there are Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, they are continuously there. So if you want to increase your Rajas, what you have to do? Reduce Sattva, reduce Tamas. If you want to increase your Tamas, what you have to do? Sattva and Rajas, you have to subdue. Simple. So Ishwar, he is Vastu Tattvagya, he is knower of all things. He knows everything. Ishwar knows past, present and future of each being, not human being. Each being, he knows the past, present and future. Therefore, we call him Ishwar. Somebody may say, he is also sentient, I am also sentient. What is the difference between Ishwar and me? Because of Sarvajnata, because of his Sattvagun Pradhan, because of his Upadhi, he is Sarvajna. We are Alpajna. How do you prove he is Sarvajna, we are Alpajna? Very simple.
We don't know our past.
We don't know what happened 1 week ago. We don't know. And Ishwar knows everything. Ishwar knows everything. All our karma account is there with him. He knows everything. Therefore, he is karma phal data. He is the giver of fruit of action. Karma phal data. Therefore, Ishwar is free of agyan, ignorance, number one. And he is free of delusion. Because he is Sarvajna, he knows what is the truth. There is no moha, there is no misunderstanding, there is no wrong understanding in Ishwar. And he is not agyani also. He is not ignorant also. So it says, Nachaham Tesu Avastita. Now from Gita, he is giving 2-3 lines from the Gita. Acha Gita, Lord gives all the sermon discourse in 17 chapters. How do you say 17 chapters? Because the real discourse of Lord starts from chapter 2, sloka number 11. In chapter 1, he only said one sentence, Partha Pasayetan Samvetan Kuruniti, you path, you just see. That's all. So, not cha aham tesu avasthita, I do not live in them. I do not live in them. Lord Krishna says in Gita, I do not live in them. Na cha masthani bhutani, and all the bhuta beings are not in me. Okay. Iti evam cha vyatiklipta, it is said or it is supported. This way, Lord has said his view. So let us see what he said. This is from the chapter 9, sloka number 4 and 5. Mastani sarva bhutani na cha aham tesu vastitah na cha mastani bhutani pasyame yogamaishwaram. Pasyame yogaishwaram. Oh Arjun, see my maya. Yogaishwaram. See my maya. What is that? Mastani sarva bhutani. Everything is in me. Mastani sarva bhutani. Everything is me. Na cha aham tesu vastitah. I am not in them. They all are in me. But I am not in them. Na cha mastani bhutani, nothing is in me. Kya Bhagwan ab jhoot baat bol rahe hain? Contradictory statements. Sometimes in the same sloka is contradicting. Mastani sarbhutani, everything is in me. And then again, na cha mastani bhutani, all the bhutas are not in me. All the statements are correct. Why contradictory statement? First is, Brahman is there and world is there. And world is in Brahman. First understanding is ours. Jagat bhi hai, Brahman bhi hai. Then we say, the whole Jagat is in Brahman. Therefore we say, Mastani sarva bhutani. But from the highest stand, from the stand of truth, na anyadasti kinchit. Therefore he says, na cha mastani bhutani. Nothing in me. Na cha mastani. Then na cha aham tesu avasthita, I am not in them. That shows that I am not a perishable entity. All those things other than me are perishable. Therefore, I am not a perishable entity. Therefore, I am not in them. Did you get it? I am not in them because all of them are perishable. So all waves are in water, but water says, no waves in me, I am only there. So two statements are from two different levels. From the standpoint of Jiva, or if you have studied little bit of Shastra, then you will say, Brahma is substratum and world is superimposed. Therefore, everything, whole world is in. And from the standpoint of reality, from the standpoint of Brahman, he will say nothing is me, kuch bhi nahi mere mein. Ask question if there is a wave there, well, no, koi pata nahi hota, hawa aati hai, aisa ho jata hai. Kuch nahi hai. With the pressure of wind, there is a wave, and you say this is a big wave, this is a small wave, and wave says, I am born, I am dying, I am roaring, I am crying. This Naam Roop is like that, only superimposition is there. I alone am there. Brahma eva idam sarvam. Whole world is Brahman only. Then Lord says, maya tatma idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. I pervade whole world. How? In unmanifest form. Whole world is pervaded by Lord Brahman. How? Abhyakta murtina. Abhyakta means manifest. Abhyakta means unmanifest. Murtina in unmanifest form. What is this unmanifest form? Principle of existence. He pervades whole world as principle of existence. Everywhere isness is there. That isness you will be able to see by your third eye. Third eye means Gyan Chakshu. Gyan Chakshu means when you study scripture and your knowledge is doubt-free, then with the open eyes you will be able to see isness. Chair is, table is, light is, building is, door is, sun is, tree is, moon is, star is. Isness, you'll find everywhere. And that isness you cannot destroy. You can destroy chair, but you cannot destroy Asti Bhati Priya. You can destroy Naam Roop. We can destroy Anatma Tattva, but we cannot destroy Atma Tattva. So whatever said in Gita, he has taken two pada from there and put it in this. Shankaracharya said, it's not I am saying, it is Lord is also saying in Bhagavad Gita. Acha, if you still continue to say the world is real, then, okay, yadi Ishvaro Vastu, yadi Satyam Bhavet Vishwam. Next one.
Yadi Satyam Bhavet Vishwam. Shushupta upalabhyatam. Yanna upalabhyate kinchita. Ato asat swapna vanmrisha. Yadi satyam bhaved vishwam shushuptavupalabhyatam yannopalabhyate kinchit ato asat swapna vanmrisha.
So it is said, yadi satyam bhaved vishwam, if you say no, world is real. See, there are many darshans I was telling you, and some darshans believe that jagat is satya. There is one darshan called Charvak. They say, rinam kritva ghritam pivet. Rinam krita means borrowed money. Buy ghee, gritam, and pibet. Rinam kritva, gritam pivet. Acha. So what will happen? Who is going to repay? What will happen if I don't pay in the next birth? Well, there is no birth. You borrow and drink. Enjoy here. There is no other world. So in the earlier time, there used to be Shastrarth. There were many darshans. Even Shankaracharya did the Shastrarth. And there was no fighting, it was argument. And if you can convince the other person that my argument is good, supportive, and I am giving the example, then other person accepts it. They accept. Yes, you are right. Shastra used to happen. So here Shankaracharya says, if you say yadi satyam bhaved viswam, if you say that world is a jagat is satya, then susupto api upalabhyatam, in deep sleep also even would have been perceived. If you say jagat is satya, what is the meaning of satya? That which remains in three period of time. If your jagat is satya, then it should be available in deep sleep also. Or the waking world should be available in the dream also. But that never happens. It gets negated. Since it gets negated, it is asat. Sat is that which can never be negated. Understand it very clearly. What is sat? Sat is that which can never be negated in the past, present and future. Shankaracharya says, okay, if you still say that the jagat is satya, then this jagat should be available in deep sleep also, my dear. Is it available? No. But I am seeing perceiving. If you say perceiving, are you are perceiving dream also. Do you say the dream world is real? While you are dreaming, it seems to be real. While we are awake, this world, a waking world, is seems to be real. But when we come out from the dream, from dream number two to dream number one, then we say dream number two is real. Unreal. You are here? Dream number two is unreal. Now this also is dream number one, is also a dream. So while we are dreaming, it seems real. Whole world is real. And Gurudev, earlier I read from Gurudev that when you come to the God conscious state, when you come out from the dream number one, but we travel only from dream number one to two, two to one, two to one to two, two to one. But when you come out from the dream number one, coming out from dream number one means what? When you realize, when you become God conscious, then what we will say? Will you not say dream number one and dream number two both are false? Yes. So perception is not the criterion. What is the criterion? Negation is the criterion. Sat is that which can never be negated. You can negate all anatma vastu, but you cannot negate Atman or Brahman. Since the jagat is negated in deep sleep or in the dream state, therefore it is asat. It is not sat. Are you convinced with the argument of Shankaracharya? If jagat, if you claim it to be sat, then it should be available in all period of time, past, present and future. In one day, 24 hours, we say it is not there. In deep sleep, every day we go into the deep sleep and we say it is not there. Not upalabdha. Yat na upalabhyate kinchit atah asat swapnavat mrisha. That which is not available is like a swapnavat. It is mrisha, it is false. Conclusion. Yat na upalabhyate, since not perceived, kinchit, anything in the deep sleep, atah, therefore, asat swapnavat mrisha, it is unreal like swapna. So dream number one is also, which you call jagat, is also asat. like Swapnavat. So if you call Jagat as Satya, it should be available all three periods of time, Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti. Since it is not available in Jagrat, Swapna, Susupti, therefore it is Sat. Asat. Therefore Jagat is Asat. Jagat is Asat. Achha. So one person, Guruji was explaining this. This portion, and he said, how you are seeing plurality? You said, you put your one finger in your eye, you know, then you will see the two premals are sitting there. So after the class, he went for bhiksha somewhere. He gave a cup of tea and the brahmachari was there. So that lady said, Guruji, you put an eye in the, and you will see two cups. You take one, another you give it to dear brahmachari. So negation is the criteria, whether it is negated or not, that we have to understand. When we say Jagat is mithya, mithya means it is negated. We are not going by the theory of perception. It is perceived, therefore it is real. No. Since you perceive the dream world also, which you negate when you come to dream number one, similarly your Jagrat Avastha is also negated when you go into the dream world. This Jagrat Avastha is not there. In Jagrat Avastha you were king and Janak became beggar. We all are beggars, we become king. There. So that is not real. Since this avastha, Jagrat avastha, waking state is negated, Sat means which is there for three periods of time. It was there in the past, in the present and the future. Jagrat avastha, this Jagat is not present in three periods of time. Therefore, it is other than Sat. The other than Sat means it is Asat. Asat means non-existent.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.